This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Houstonians living near industrial facilities have a new tool at their disposal to monitor air pollution. News 88.7's Justin Dowd reports.
Nine communities across the city of Houston can now use an online dashboard created by nonprofit Air Alliance Houston to track local air quality levels. Juan Flores, the Community Air Monitoring Program Manager for the Alliance, says the system is both a health and legal resource for residents.
Before, it was always their word against the company's word, and now citizens are able to have their own scientific data they can use to defend themselves.
The dashboard was developed to track areas residents feel are high risk or high polluting. You can access the dashboard's data right now by going to airalliancehouston.org. For News 88.7, I'm Justin Dowd.
The city of Houston will soon be receiving over $300 million in federal support to help recover from last year's weather disasters, including the derecho and Hurricane Beryl. City Council today is expected to vote on a plan for how that money will be dispersed. Over $150,000 are planned to go towards a power generation resilience program. A good amount of the money is also planned to go towards multifamily and single-family housing, but that topic has been debated heavily. A major cruise line says one of its ships is leaving Galveston, instead setting sail off the coast of New Orleans in the future. Carnival Cruise Line says the Carnival Dream will depart on a trip from Galveston for the last time in May of 2027. The Dream accommodates over 4,600 guests. Carnival says the move is largely due to a desire to increase business in the New Orleans area. And the National Hurricane Center is currently tracking a system off the east coast of Florida that could develop further once it winds its way into the Gulf. The Houston area is looking at a minimum of periods of heavy rain Friday and Saturday, but it could be more. Forecasters are giving the system a 10% chance of developing right now. Currently 89 degrees here on the UH campus, high today near 97. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for